You're listening to the Geriatric Mamas Podcast with Jessica Raziri
and Sonia Tapley.
Like the second the recording starts, she's like full on angry pug mode.
Jess has two pugs and sometimes it sounds like they're snorting. You can hear them snorting.
Yeah, I know. There was like one time and I didn't acknowledge because sometimes it's like I don't know what background noise you hear and then like what background noise you don't. And so like I just try to like ignore it. But there was one time that literally I feel like it sounded like I was just like over here ripping ass or something because like – all you hear is this like in the background as I'm talking casually, like it's no big deal. And I didn't once acknowledge what the noise was. And it was because she was like snoring like right next to me. So any weird noises, it's not me. I would acknowledge it or cut
it's a
it
pug.
Out. It's yeah. a pug.
No judgment if it is. No judgment. I have two boxers, so I understand the snorting.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
the flat noses. You guys have the flat noses.
The heavy breathing.
We have two of our friends have boxers, so they're definitely big in our friend group for sure. Yeah. I really like any dog with like that like scrunched up nose. Like it's just like, oh, I just love you so much.
The squishy face and you can squeeze their cheeks.
Just pull their face. So funny. It's funny. Hayden went up to Gemma, one of our pugs, the other day. And I don't know, he must have seen me do this to her, but he literally had like both her lips and he was just like, stretched them out and he was just like looking at her like both her cheeks like up straight and she was just looking at me like, mom, is this okay?
Oh,
it was funny.
Well, everyone, this episode is going to be a collaboration between us, Sonia Tapley and Jessica Raziri of Geriatric Mamas, and Mariela Di Santiago from Mama Wears Athleisure podcast. Today we're going to talk about being geriatric mamas, hearing the term geriatric pregnancy for the first time, and we're going to weigh in on whether or not this phrase is being phased out for real. So I'm really looking forward to getting into it.
Yes, let's get into it. Well, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. And so like, can we just acknowledge how cute we all look with our little pink mics right now?
I love that all of us have the same aesthetic. I was like, when you reached out to me about our pink microphone, I'm like, you totally need one like right now.
Yes.
I've gotten so many comments on it already and I'm like, it just, I don't know, it just makes you feel a lot more girly and you know, it's
it's so fun.
We're mamas after all.
I know.
Now I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna do with my old one, but I don't know. I guess maybe I'll use it for traveling if I need to do an episode, if I'm like away or something like that.
Yeah.
You think
we can list it on Facebook.
Yeah. That's true.
A few extra dollars, buy some wine.
That's true. You can do that. That's a great idea.
I love that for you. So we thought we would kind of jump in by talking about the first time we heard the term geriatric in relation to either our fertility journeys or our pregnancies. So I don't know who wants to go first.
I can go first.
Yes, go first.
Well, so for the first time I heard the term was when Meghan Markle became pregnant. Which
she was like 37 or 38, right? When she met Harry, right? Prince Harry, or when they got married.
So she was right around there, like late 30s when she was pregnant with her first. And I was like, geriatric? She's not that old.
What are you talking about?
right.
Yeah. And then fast forward to me going through my pregnancy. And then I walk into the doctors and they're like, well, yeah, you have to take all these tests because you are geriatric. What does that mean? I'm old?
Oh my gosh, I love
it's so
that
offensive.
It's so offensive. I would never just be like okay with the term geriatric either. When I heard it, it was, well, since this is going to be a geriatric pregnancy, because I was in the IVF office with the IVF doctor, so it was like before it even happened and it was about the pregnancy. But if someone just outwardly was like, because you're geriatric, I would be so confused. Like,
what does that mean?
Yeah.
I remember the first time that I heard the term, I was actually 32 and I was at my OB's office for just like an annual exam. And she was just like asking me like, oh, any plans of having kids or anything like that. And at the time, like, you know, Adam and I weren't married yet. And he was just taking his sweet ass time with that one. And I was just like, well, you know, eventually, but we're just like not ready. You know, we're, mm-hmm. you know, still, we're still young and everything. And she's just like, yeah, you know, you're right. You know, you're not quite geriatric yet, is what she said. And I was like, what? Rude, first of all.
Quite.
I was like, I'm not quite what? And she's like, yeah, you're not quite geriatric. And there was just like a pause and she just kept going on to other things. And I was like, I'm sorry.
You're still thinking about
like,
it.
I'm 30. I don't know if you misunderstood. Like, I'm 32. And she's like, yeah. And then she's like, and then she laughed because she realized I wasn't understanding, obviously. And she's like, oh, yeah, any pregnancy over the age of 35 is considered geriatric. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what do you mean? So now at this point, I'm thinking like, oh, I'm young 32. I have all this time. And then all of a sudden to be told that I'm basically geriatric and I only have like 3 years left before mm-hmm. I'm like friggin' in a nursing home, I guess. And so like I go home
with a baby.
Yeah. Right. And so like I remember like going home and I was like, just think about this. I'm like, geriatric, like 3 more years until I'm geriatric. Like, what the hell? And then I go home to Adam and I'm just like, okay, so we need to talk. Mm-hmm. First of all, like I'm gonna need you to put a ring on it quickly because apparently I am almost geriatric. And he's just like, what are you? So of course he thinks I'm being dramatic, you know, which to his defense, usually that is the case. But then I started Googling it and I fell down this rabbit hole of just like, and I'm just like, this is just so incredibly offensive. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know what to do with this information, but then I couldn't like stop laughing about it. Cause I also thought it was like absolutely hilarious.
Right. I feel like she like put the fear of God into you. And whereas like my OB back when like Mike and I were first trying was just like, oh no, you know, like there's so many factors. I was like, I was the one bringing up my age and I didn't know it was called geriatric or whatever at the time. But I was the one bringing up my age. She's like, oh, no. Like, causes for infertility, so many different things. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, we've got ages to go, you know, before I have to worry about it. But, you know, I was like 33, 34. So yours was like, you need to get on it. And mine was like, well, you know, like, whatever.
It's so just crazy. So funny. Yeah. And then, of course, like I fell down the rabbit hole, like researching all the shit and just like, which is never a good thing. But
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I just always thought it was like absolutely hilarious to refer to somebody in your 30s as geriatric. Yeah. Like, are you kidding?
Mm-hmm. I remember going into, you know, your regular checkup and like, okay, well, do you plan on having kids anytime soon? I was probably in my early 30s. Well, you know, you just want to start thinking about it before 35 or have kids before 35. And I'm thinking same thing. Oh, I've got so much time. And then all of a sudden 35 is here so fast, much faster than I thought it would be. And, you know, I think I turned or I was 35 the year I became pregnant. So
like, congratulations, so you have a baby and you're a dinosaur.
Right. Yes.
All at the same time.
But yet you hear about all of these other celebrities that like have babies in their late 30s or 40s, like J-Lo. I mean, she was like 39 or 40 and she had twins. And look at her now. She was climbing a pole at 50 at the halftime Super Bowl.
God.
Yeah.
I love those. Like, it's so funny. I love those, the like videos of, and they'll do it. I'll use J-Lo as an example since we just talked about it, but it's just like J-Lo at 50 and she's like doing all this shit. And then it's like me at 40. And I'm like literally like on life support.
Like, we're like the Willy Wonka grandparents laying in bed. We can't get out.
Yes. Oh my God. That is such a good reference. Absolutely.
Yeah. So good. Well, I recently, well, it was in January, I stumbled upon this parents.com Instagram post that stated, geriatric pregnancy is a thing of the past. The caption reads, real talk, the phrase geriatric pregnancy is total BS. If you're pregnant or hoping to have a baby after 35, you may be familiar with the old term. Thankfully, that's been phased out and the term is now advanced maternal age. So,
but is that any better?
Like, it's not any better.
It is a little better, obviously, but like,
well, Yeah. But also, like, I don't really necessarily believe that it's been phased out because we all heard it in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And people who come on the podcast are still saying that it's still being said. So I don't necessarily believe it. I don't know.
Well, you know what, too, though? I just feel like the term geriatric was just so offensive. And it was used for so long that I feel like we're just – it's just ingrained in all of our minds. And it's something that we might not ever come back from. So it's
We're surely not. You and I are definitely not coming back from it.
We are branded. It's so funny. I know, like, when I came to Sonia with this idea, I was just like – I called her one day and I'm just like, okay – listen, geriatric mamas. Mm-hmm. It's fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. Let's do this.
Yeah. We decided we were going to lean in. We accepted it.
I don't have I don't have the data, but I would love to know how many moms now would be considered geriatric in, you know, today's day and age, because we are having kids much later. Right. Kind of like that article states, like, we're not. First of all, I just I think 35 is still too young.
It's over 60% of the U.S. Yeah.
Really?
See? Yeah. Mm-hmm. In some ways, it really is. And I know, like, when I lived in Hawaii for a few years, and a lot of the women that I met out there who and, like, people I worked with kind of felt the same. They felt like they had more wisdom, you know, more to give their children later in life. And I remember one of my bosses had her baby after 35, and she felt like she was too young still. I mean, she's an amazing mom, but she really did feel like she was too young. So, I mean, advanced maternal age, I know, Jess, you kind of touched on it a little bit.
Well, it's like, I know, like, also just kind of, like, expand on, you know, what you were just saying. Like, we, like, also as a as a society, we're living a lot longer than we used to as well, right? Like, people are more, like, aware of preservatives and what they're putting into their bodies and health conscious and working out and, you know, injecting plastic into themselves to make them biodegradable, basically. And so, like, we're literally just, like, living longer. And so I think, like, that's also, you know, when our parents were in their 20s, they had a different life set ahead of them, right? It's like, okay, you go to school and then you get married and then you have kids. And this is like the, you know, projection of what needs to happen next. But now it's like when our kids in their 20s are like, oh, and then I'm going to be an entrepreneur and then I'm going to start a business and it's going to take this many years. And then I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to find somebody and then maybe we'll have kids and blah, blah, blah. So it's like all of that isn't really the focus. And it's because they look at like this, like much longer of a life that they have than like what our parents had, really.
Yeah.
Well, and to add it to that, life is a lot more expensive now than it was back then. Like back then, people could afford to live off of a one person income. I don't feel like that's very realistic anymore. No. Especially, it definitely depends on where you live, but the older you are, the more financially stable you are. Therefore, it's a lot easier to be able to provide all of the things that you want to provide for your little ones. So why not wait? I mean, if you want to have kids when you're 20, great. Do you? I wanted to travel the world. I wanted to experience life. And I would not have been able to do that with my toddler. I have so much fun with him. But, you know, I would not have been able to just go out day drinking to a beach club in the middle of
I mean, you could, but it would definitely be very much frowned upon for sure.
You have a baby. I would be feeling it
at a bar, at Club Med. What? Okay. No, definitely not. And I mean, we kind of reached out to a few friends to talk about like what their doctor said. When did they first hear about the term geriatric pregnancy? And, you know, one of the people that got back to us said that at the time that they went, it was actually at her office. It was called advanced maternal age. And she also said, like, Jess, you know, doesn't really sound that much better. I don't know anyone else's thoughts on that. No, I'm not sure I like it.
But I feel like it doesn't really make sense to like have this concern. I get that, you know, you have less eggs, the risks increase, but kind of like the article stated, it doesn't really depend very much on your age. It's more about like your health history and your habits. So if I'm 25 eating McDonald's every day, am I better off than somebody that eats organic, cooks at home, gets, right. you know.
You well, know, now, I would argue that mentally you're probably happier eating McDonald's every day.
Yes, yes. Probably have a lot more time too at 25 and energy.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
hey.
Exactly.
I'm also probably poor.
Yeah. You're right, right. Yeah. That's why you're eating off the dollar menu of McDonald's.
Exactly.
So good. Oh my God, no, but that's an excellent point. And that's also what we were saying in last week's episode, Sonia, where, you know, your doctor, your dentist kept referring to you as you know, basically a dinosaur and kept referring to your age and, yeah. you know, oh, your recovery time is going to be so much longer. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's not apples to apples. You right. know, not every, you know, you could have one 40-year-old that literally, like, if you do testing, like, her true internal age is probably closer to 50. And yeah. then you have another 40-year-old where her true maternal age is probably closer to, like, 30. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I think it really just depends on your lifestyle and your genetics and mm-hmm. what you're, you know, how you – what you put into your body. Yeah. So I think
yeah.
to that point, I don't think it's fair to necessarily just because you're hitting a certain age bracket to put that label on it, because, you know, there's women in their 20s that are considered high risk mm-hmm. pregnancies that have, you know, fertility issues, you know, and yeah. then you have women in their 40s that are yeah. fertile as fuck.
Right.
They're popping them out like right. no problem.
And when I was, so. It's so true. When I was going through the next article, there were so many women who just had easy breezy pregnancies. They were so healthy. I didn't put them all in here. I only put like three stories in here. There were just so many women who just had like the best pregnancies and they were in their late 30s, early 40s. So, I mean, that's just really, really encouraging. And it does speak to the whole lifestyle thing.
I mean, sure. I had a super easy pregnancy. I mm-hmm. don't have anything to compare it to because... obviously I right. went through only one here in this situation yeah. I have my son, but I didn't have any complaints. I was yeah. very healthy. I worked out and I actually ran up until the day I delivered my son. So
wow, that's amazing.
The only complaint I have actually is that I had heartburn every day, and that's because of his full head of hair. I hope that's yes. why it was.
Yes, I had that towards the end, and Annabelle had a lot of hair. Just you had it, right? You had a little bit of heartburn, didn't you?
I didn't have any heartburn. I was like you. I had a pretty easy struggled to get there, mm-hmm. but once I was pregnant, I was lucky with a very easy pregnancy. The only really crazy things that I had was towards the end, I got really bad carpal tunnel. Acupuncture was helping for a while, and then it just got to the point where it was just like every morning I would wake up with what I would call like lobster hands, because mm-hmm. like it took a minute before I could fully open my hands or make a fist. My husband had to help me put my bra on and stuff in the morning because I was just like, I can't move. And then like swelling in my legs, if I was standing for longer, you know, long period, like longer than like 10 minutes, all of a sudden my feet would start like swelling up. So mm-hmm. that was mostly like towards the end when I was like ready to pop. But for the most part, I had I slept great. I didn't have any nausea, you know, no crazy cravings.
Yeah.
I was eating everything. So
yeah.
but you know,
yeah. So it really isn't dependent on your age.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No. Here we are. Evidence that just because you're old,
yeah.
doesn't mean that you're going to have a rough pregnancy.
No, right. Exactly. And I was really good.
And it also like
the end too. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. And it also like puts the fear of God into these women. And it's like, it's already a moment where you're like already like stressed out. You want to get to like different mile markers. Let's get to the 10-week mark where it like, you know, okay, this is going to be truly like a viable pregnancy. Now let's get past 23 weeks where it's like the likelihood of this has gone down. And now let's get to this. So there's already so much stress involved with trying to make sure that like, you know, it's going to be like a viable pregnancy and everything's healthy and great. And then to add that layer of like, you're high risk, this and that, and you're geriatric and this could happen and this could happen. It's like, can
we here are all the tests possible to make sure that you're okay just because of your age.
Like, right. And it's like, can we not? Like, I just feel like there needs to be maybe like a class on like bedside manners to some of these doctors.
Didn't one of our guests have like 17 ultrasounds for her first pregnancy? Yeah. One of our guests had 17 ultrasounds for her first pregnancy because it was a geriatric pregnancy. And then her second pregnancy wasn't like that at all. I'm trying to remember which guest it was. She had two babies. Yeah. But it was because it was geriatric. So But she had an easy breezy pregnancy, so the next baby they really didn't like monitor as much. So
didn't care.
Yeah.
But now you're really old, but you're fine.
Exactly. Like you're like prehistoric at this point, but we're just not gonna monitor anything.
That dino egg that turned into a baby is just fine. Just fine.
We think you can go up, you'll be fine round two.
Yeah. So the next article is a BuzzFeed article by Fabiana Buontempo. And in the top, she says, women who had kids a little older are sharing the many positives of their experience. And I think this gives hope to a lot of us. In the opening, she shares, I'm a 30-year-old female who would love to have kids one day, but not right now or even in the next year. So I always find it refreshing to hear from women who had children later in life and their experiences. So here's what some of the women in BuzzFeed had to say and also on Reddit.
I met my husband when I was 34 years old. We had two unintended pregnancies very quickly within 6 months of knowing each other. The first was ectopic, so had to be terminated. The second was healthy and resulted in the amazing kiddo we have today. I turned 35 while pregnant and am now in my late 40s. I give all the background because I feel like in my 30s, I was on the cusp of being still silly yet entering maturity. Mm-hmm. Being in my 30s, I think I had the maturity and stability to be a parent and long-term partner, and it's been great. Not without the ups and downs that most relationships have, but my partner and I are the same age, have about the same level-headedness, and actively work at loving and supporting each other while doing our best to be good parents. I know I would not have been capable of this earlier in life. Ironically, maybe, because I'm an older parent, I hope our daughter has kids earlier in life. The difference is I can be there for her and provide the support I didn't have for my own family.
Yeah. I think that's such a great way of looking at it. It's so good. Because, you know, we've had the longevity conversation on a couple of episodes. And it's, you know, a lot of people who have babies later in life worry about, like, are they going to be there for their grandchildren? But looking at it in a way where not only are you going to be there for your grandchildren, but you're going to be able to help your daughter through the things, all the things. I just think that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think she made some very valid points that I feel like I can relate to in the sense of just being more mature, being able to really be there and work a lot more on like your relationship with your partner. Because you guys are in this different stage in life.
Right. Exactly. Really solid ground. I met my husband at 35, almost 36, and we married when I was 38. I froze my eggs in my early 30s, so we now have two children. One was born when I was 40, and the other was born when I was 41. My eldest is about to turn 3. It's been hard having back-to-back pregnancies and two toddlers, but they are absolutely the lights of our lives. I'd love to have another, but my OB has advised against it. We've also been able to give them so much because we've worked hard in our careers, advanced our education, and saved well. But I wish we could give them more years with me and my husband. That's the only thing I worry about. And I don't want them to feel pressured to have children young so they can know us. I want them to live their lives the way they want. So I feel like this is kind of like the opposite of what the first person said in terms of like having more years. But I think really taking again what the first person said and like applying it is so helpful because, I mean, not everyone's going to feel pressured to have kids when they're young just so that, you know, their parents can meet them. I mean, I
kind of I'm laying that pressure on with Hayden.
Are like,
you? Come on, teen pregnancy. I love that. Let's go. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Joking.
Just
joking.
Fresh out of high school. Let's go.
Let's go. Come on. No, I'm kidding.
I'm telling my son, can't get married before 30. It's a rule. Therefore, no kids before 30.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a good rule. Let him like live, just live, live your life, live your life. Yeah. She'll come to you. Anybody
you
that you
can
meet,
live together, like you just don't have to be married and have babies. Right. Like, that just wait. Time will come.
She can be younger though, right? Like she can be.
Yeah, you know.
I'm just thinking about
not 18,
like, you
know, I hope.
Well, no, but like if she's like 25 and he's 30, like that's good, right? Like you'd be.
Yeah,
cool with that.
She should probably wait until she's at least 28. Yeah. Get married.
Well, I'm just thinking like when she's fertile AF, so you get like, you know, you're like cream of the crop of a brain baby here. You know, I'm just thinking like in terms of like the best of the best,
right?
A future president or something, right? Like, let's just get like
future president will come out of her ovaries.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, God, I love it.
Okay, so I met my husband at 34, married at 35, first kid at 36, second at 37. It's been an amazing adventure so far, and I'm the happiest I've ever been. Finding him later in life gave us the opportunity to truly know ourselves and what we wanted in a partner, and luckily for us, we didn't have to settle. It also allowed us to be more financially stable, which is a huge help. I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what I noticed is just that they all said financially stable. That's such an important piece.
It's a big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because first of all, if you have to go back to work or you choose to go back to work, right? Childcare is expensive. Mm-hmm. If you want to stay home, life is expensive. And right. Then all of the activities that they have, like soccer, or my son just turned two and I already have him signed up for soccer. We have like a mommy and me class once a week. We have swimming. So there's so many activities that add up, and he's only two.
Right. Right. You're not kidding. It's so expensive.
Yeah.
Definitely the financial security thing. And I think learning about it too, because we don't all know that in our 20s and early 30s. We kind of learn it as we're living life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when you're like, well, now I have a baby, so I have to buy organic. Well, organic is not cheap.
And berries aren't cheap once they're toddlers.
And diapers aren't cheap.
Oh, like goodness.
$50, $60 a box. Mm-hmm. Like, my goodness.
I know. That's why I'm like, okay, we are potty training, because this mama does not want to change diapers for another year. So we've been doing it for 2 months now.
Yeah. How's it going?
It's going. There's ups and downs. So we'll get there. But I think the hard part for him is realizing like he needs to go and going to the potty. Yeah. Like he'll let me know that he has gone.
Okay. That's step one. Okay, good. We're acknowledging that. Yeah. Well, I'll let you like, you know, continue to go through that journey for me. And then you can report back of all the things that didn't work and then what did work. So I can just hopefully skip over.
Yeah. Because you guys have boys. And I know when we talked about potty training initially, Jess was like, okay, cool. But like, what about boys? So you guys have that connection.
Boys, I feel like is different. I've heard boys are a little harder than girls. So
I don't have a problem with him like going if we sit him down and he needs to go. What I have a problem is the aim. So you're like,
I think it was funny.
You're like, effort, but that was a trash can, sweetheart.
So wait, because if he's sitting down, it doesn't aim down, right? Yeah. So I have to like do like a pee pad that way, it like shoots over onto.
Right. 100%. What I didn't know about, you know, like the little potties, like we have one of the little ones that like sits on the floor, and then we also have like one of the potty seats that sits on top of the actual potty. What I didn't realize was what like the big like hump in the middle was for. I didn't realize that that's so that boys could like go and like they would go underneath that hump. I didn't know that that was a thing. I thought that was just like for everyone, and it's not. It's for boys. So like, I don't know.
But it doesn't work.
Right. Because like, how are they going to know? Like, how are they going to know? Like, they have to learn this. And it's not like if you leave them alone for 2 seconds, they're not going to realize how to control it. So it's like, it's a whole thing.
I feel like I just might like let my husband, maybe I'll go on vacation for a few weeks and I'll let my husband like figure that out for me.
Yeah.
Like, you have one, you know how it works. Like, show him everything you know. You're an expert. You're an expert in the penis category, not me. I don't have one. I've never used one before. I can't tell him how it works. Well, that, never mind.
Right. I texted Jessica because like we had this whole episode where we talked about this for a while, and I never realized until researching after about boys that that's what that was for. So I like texted her all excited, and she's like, oh yeah, I don't know about all that. Like, cool. She's like, cool. Like, hopefully that works for someone. Yeah. Basically.
I think I'm just in denial that my day is coming with this.
Yeah.
I'm just, oh, God.
I know.
But I do tell myself, you know what? I can deal with 2-3 months of hardship through this process, because then it means I don't have to change dirty diapers.
you're yeah, for a while.
That's yeah. true.
You're making the reward strides. Is huge. You're so. Making strides every single day. It's getting better yes. and they're learning. So yes, kudos to us. We've got this.
Well, I have enjoyed having this conversation, you know, talking about our old dinosaur eggs that I feel came out precious
because
I
love fossils. My-
That is now a toddler that keeps me very active, but tired, but active. So yeah. yes, it's been awesome. I love this. But for all of your followers, mm-hmm. so for geriatric mamas, if you guys don't follow me yet, my name is Mariela De Santiago from Mama Wears Athleisure podcast. That's with an M-A-M-A. You can find me on any of your podcast platforms. Did I say that mm-hmm. right? Wherever
basically,
you get your
yeah,
podcast.
That's basically what we say. Yeah, that's yeah. what we say. I had to think about it for a sec because I don't really know. But yes, that's it. Mm-hmm.
And on Instagram at Mama Wears Athleisure. You can also mm-hmm. just check me out on my website, mamawearsathleisure.com.
And I always awesome. Love watching your stories on Instagram. They're so fun. They're so relatable. I mean, I mm-hmm. have to hold back from like commenting on every single one. So
watch, it'll be like a week yeah. after this goes live, she blocks us. She's like, okay, it's a bit much, geriatric mamas. I get yeah. it.
Well, it's right. You just got to show reality because I see a lot right. where it's like so clean and all this. I'm like, man, I'm just trying to survive over here. I have yes. three loads of laundry and breakfast it's has true. Not been cleaned.
Right. right.
Yeah.
But I no, showered this so morning. That's yeah. success.
That is a huge success. What an accomplishment. Do you not see like my pugs going crazy right now? Like I can't. I don't know.
I do see them running around. I love it.
Yeah. Speaking of like living in chaos.
Yeah. Geriatric mamas. That's how we yeah. live, right?
Seriously.
Exactly. And for all of Mariela's followers, we are the Geriatric Mamas, Sonia Tapley and Jessica Raziri. And we are also on all of the podcast platforms. And on Instagram, we are geriatric_mamas. We're also on YouTube. So we'll have a 15-minute clip of this to share. And we are on Twitter at Geriatric Mamas, and we are on Facebook. We have our Facebook group called Geriatric Mamas, and we are now on LinkedIn. If you have a topic idea you'd like us to discuss, are interested in being a guest, or simply have a funny geriatric story to tell, you can go to geriatricmamas.com and hit be a guest or send us your story.
Awesome. Do you hear that?
Yeah, Delilah had yeah. to put her two cents in, or was literally. It Gemma? Yeah,
no, Delilah. That was Delilah.
Delilah says bye.
Yeah, seriously. On that note, bye-bye.
Bye.